Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is an interactive show. We've got an interactive website. Go there. Check out freetalklive.com. You can post link to stories and blog posts or whatever you'd like. People can vote up your submissions, vote them down. You can do the same. Also, we've got archives going back for 5 years for free at freetalklive.com. What other commercial radio program does that for you? I don't think there are any. Archives going back for 5 years at archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to, oh, by the way, it's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Let's go back to Colin in Oregon. Colin?
Hi, Mark. The other thing that I kind of thought of when you brought up that analogy of if you somehow received stolen property, is it really your responsibility to get it back to that person or to make reparations? Is that kind of what you're saying?
I would contend that just about everybody that's listening to my voice has some kind of stolen property. Whether, much of the gold that exists now has existed for thousands of years above ground, and it has been melted down, turned into other things. That gold has been stolen in many different ways, shape.
Not to mention land. I mean, we actually discussed this last Saturday that so much of the land in the U.S. was taken from Native Americans, right, who were on it first. And I think another thing that we have to consider in this situation is there a victim around to restitute, basically?
So, Colin?
Well, I think that there probably is a victim around to restitute in a lot of these situations. Like I said, I'm not an expert, and I've never been on the ground over there. And
in Israel?
In Israel or in the West Bank, which is where the settlements are.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing I would ask you about that analogy is, what if at the time that you received that property, you knew that it was stolen, and also you knew that the person that stole it was going to have to keep on using aggression to make sure that you kept that property?
Yeah, I think that makes you a party to it in a certain way. And that's the point that I would absolutely agree that the settlers are party to the aggression in many cases over there in Israel.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any solutions, other than if we could somehow get someone like Ron Paul elected who's not going to steal money from us and give it to the government of Israel.
Right. I don't think there's any easy... If there were easy answers to what's going on in Israel, then they would be out there already. They would have done them. I think the easiest and most just answer is the United States government has no right and no place taking its taxpayers' money and giving them to any nation. Whether it's Israel or Pakistan or whatever nation, the United States government has no place doing that. If people want to donate to governments, the most inefficient organizations the world has ever seen, they can do that. Or they can donate to different NGOs, non-governmental agencies working inside, working inside countries.
Yeah.
Colin, thank you for the call.
Well, and let's not forget one more thing to add. When the Jews were being persecuted in World War II in Germany and they were trying to flee the country to get away from the Nazis, a lot of other countries had the opportunity to let them immigrate, right, like the United States, but they often turned them away. And so it was like, where were they supposed to go?
We don't want those Jews here. There was a lot of anti-Semitic feelings going on prior to World War II and in the United States and the Western world in general. And frankly, Israel was created because of those feelings. I mean, the Nazis' plan prior to World War II was to move the Jews to Madagascar.
Isn't that what Scott the Bigot advocates
that was
now?
Yes. I mean, he just read it someplace.
And he is a chronic caller to Free Talk Live. That's just for our listeners who aren't familiar.
Essentially, this is what the Western powers did after World War II anyway, with the creation of the State of Israel. So let's go to Shadow in Huntsville.
Okay, I'm here.
What's going on? What's on your mind?
I was called John Boehner's office. They left a message on the machine concerning Obama's assassination.
This is the chief of the House or whatever they call it, Speaker of the House?
Yeah, Speaker of the House, on his machine. I call him number a lot. And about
sure,
the Obama
sure
the assassination thing. And what I did is I said that killing an American citizen like that, I said these guys weren't doing anything wrong, mind their own business. I said, we can't have this. Obama almost thinks he's above the law now. I said, if we let this go, then Obama's going to get out there like one of those African presidents, Idi Amin or Zimbabwe guy, Robert Mugabe, and just start killing anybody that disagrees with him. I mean, he could...
I'm sorry, Shadow, can you provide some background? Because I'm not real clear on what you're referring to.
This recently, you know, those guys down in, what was it, Yemen?
Yeah, the Anwar al-Awlaki fella, United States citizen, certainly a U.S.-born individual. Mm-hmm. It's it's not entirely clear as to whether or not he has successfully renounced his citizenship or not. But I imagine once
Obama,
a couple of years ago when this came down that they were attempting to assassinate the guy, that he probably was not getting rid of his U.S. citizenship at that point.
Yeah, the Fox News said there was another American was with him that got killed, too. So
yeah.
I know a lot of other talk show people out here, they're getting pretty nervous about this because they're saying, look, man, if Obama can, after a while, he just start killing anybody, including talk show hosts, everything else. If anybody disagrees with him, they'll knock him off. So I'm calling all my senators Monday and Ron Paul's office, plus my own congressman. So I'm getting my newspaper right here, too, and telling them that we need to get a upcry right here across this country and call for Obama's arrest. You know, it's violation of office. He's committed treason now and then. He's a mass murderer and a war criminal anyway. This little act he did right here, this was premeditated capital murder, and I don't care who he is, what color the skin is or anything else. You break the law, you're supposed to get punished for it. We got to take him down now, or, man, there's going to be no controlling him if he gets reelected.
Shadow, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733. Ron Paul called this situation an assassination, and I think that that's what it amounts to. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you're taking a U.S. citizen, not on U.S. soil. Everybody, frankly, in my opinion, deserves a trial at the very least before they get some kind of punishment.
Definitely.
But to just kill them beforehand, I mean, what it makes the assumption is that A, the government's telling the truth, that it's never mistaken, that the media has done a good job of ferreting this stuff out, that in fact we're being told the truth across the board. I don't think we are. I think we're being told lies day in and day out.
It is scary to have the government capable of that kind of power and nobody really questions whether it's okay or not.
Let's go to Todd in Michigan. Todd?
Hey, Mark and Stephanie, how's it going? I haven't talked to you in a while, Mark. It's, I'm sure you're enjoying your time taking over Free Talk Live while Ian's languishing in the cell.
I find it stressful and hectic. What's on your mind, Todd?
I just want to talk to you about Bill Maher, host of Real Time, who actually he and his panel and his boobswazie for audience members actually cheered on. Yeah, it's great that Obama, you know, took out this Anwar al-Awlaki. And
well, I mean, there's nothing unusual. Crowds cheering at executions. I mean, there's no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the unique things about Free Talk Live is you won't find us ever really supporting an execution like this of any kind, no matter who it is. You know, it's we didn't support.
You know,
Osama bin Laden's death either, you know.
Right. Well, he had Salman Rushdie as one of the panelists on his show. Well, he goes, well, pretty much the reason we had to kill this man was because he committed treason. If you're one of those people who commits treason, and if you're giving aid and support and comfort to the enemy, and you're going against your country, you deserve the death penalty.
Well, he may or may not have deserved the death penalty, and treason does hold the death penalty. That's no doubt about it. But to claim that he is guilty before he has had a trial is contrary. It's un-American. It's contrary to what this nation was founded upon. Who do these people think they are? Just saying that somebody's guilty before they've had a trial.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do they want that judgment passed down upon them?
Not to mention that treason can have quite a broad definition, right? And so.
Right.
The term treason is very arbitrary, as far as I'm concerned, because what can be treasonous in one group's eyes could very well be means completely different to a different group. And plus, on top of that, you've also got a problem with the consistency. I mean, if you're going to be arguing for the death penalty, at least argue it consistently. Just don't keep flip-flopping on the issue because people can see right through that.
Todd, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Your opinion on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. there's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
$855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. You can give us a call, participate in the conversation, 855-450-3733. Sound Wisdom's SG1 solar-powered generating system can give you the basics in an emergency or be expanded to handle your whole house. This is what makes this solar power generating system so entirely different than every other generator that's available in the market. Usually when you buy a generator, you buy it for an emergency and you set it in a shed someplace and, you know, the gas goes bad and you've got to, you know, work on it before you can actually get it up when the power goes out and all that other stuff. You have to store gasoline in order to make it work, or propane, or whatever it is that you have to have. This solar power generating system is working all the time. You take off an item like a freezer, refrigerator, you take the freezer, the refrigerator, and say the well pump off. You put them on the generator system, and it is working all the time. You can go see this amazing system, find out more. They'll actually, they're available to for your telephone calls. They give free education. It's freetalklivesolar.com. So many of us need education on the topics of solar because, like, you know, electricity just happens normally. freetalklivesolar.com. They will educate you. Let's go to Mr. Nightmare in Washington. Mr. Nightmare. Mr. Nightmare going on.
I feel like I'm having a bad dream.
This feels like a bad dream.
Well, that's my name with the CIA.
Gotcha.
All right.
I'll take your word for it.
Well, you know, 16 years with them doing special operations, black ops. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still alive because I was able to analyze all the available data and, you know, put it together and stay alive.
So what did you want to share, Mr. Nightmare?
Well, I want to talk about Obama and his past.
Okay. What about
his
past?
Book.
Okay.
Well, let's go slowly. I'll try to be brief. Okay. In his book, Dreams from My Father, he said that he arrived in New York at the end of June, early July, penniless. So where did he get the money to fly to Pakistan in August of 1981?
I don't know.
I will
mean.
Tell you that my first trip to Afghanistan was in September of 1981, and I flew into Karachi Airport, and I was immediately turned away because they did not accept any American passport.
Okay.
Okay.
So what are you getting at?
And I had
Mr.
government.
Nightmare.
I had government documents that said, you know, I'm working for the U.S. government. You know, let me through, but they wouldn't let me through.
Okay.
All right.
So is this the Obama was born in a foreign land conspiracy theory?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not a birther. I'm not, you know, I mean, forget that. Okay, that
right.
can be dealt with by Issa and Grassley. Okay, forget that. Okay, so then he goes, he's in Pakistan for what he described was a week, but then he was gone for 3 weeks. So where else did he go? Okay, we'll leave that wherever it is. Okay. But 2 years later, when he graduates from Columbia, he's looking to go to Harvard, and out of the blue, Sheikh Al-Mansour, who in 1995 was designated by the U.S. State Department as a terrorist financier, okay, turns out he is one of the heaviest financiers of Muslim Brotherhood terrorism, okay, pays for Obama's education at Harvard. Okay, then we.
I've never heard that before, but all right.
But I mean, that's the truth. Okay, you can check that out. Okay.
I don't know that it matters. I mean, you know.
Can you maybe give us the executive summary, Mr. Nightmare? Because I'm just not really sure what the ultimate goal is or what you're getting at.
Okay. What I wrote a paper back in 2009 that said, well, the question was the title. Is Obama a sleeper agent?
And you think the answer is yes?
Absolutely. Okay, now, it has come out, okay, in the last 10 days or 2 weeks, that the very first phone call to a head of state that Obama made once he was elected was to Mahmoud Abbas.
Why didn't he, if he's a sleeper agent for the Muslims, then why didn't he, you know, approve this, you know, why did he veto the two-state solution for Palestine that just recently came up?
Well, what recently
answer the question before
he couldn't
you
do it what, before he was reelected.
Why? I mean, plenty of Americans support a two-state solution.
No. What he was saying to Abbas was, okay, I have to show that I'm supporting the Israelis so that I have the Jewish vote, okay, up until the re-election. Okay?
Most Jews on the ground in Israel support a two-state solution.
Well, a two-state solution is good, okay, but based on 1967 borders is not good.
There's a way more important question here, and that is, if Obama secretly is a Muslim agent, is he running the dating websites out there?
Tim, I do appreciate the call.
Thank you for
the call. 855-450-3733.
That was a reference to our earlier caller, in case you're just tuning in. Someone alleged that the Muslims are behind all the dating websites.
Let's go to Patrick in Missouri. Patrick?
How are you doing tonight?
All's well.
I'm just laughing about the other guy's comment about Obama being an agent for the Muslim Brotherhood. But I had a comment about the bombing of al-Zahari or whatever the guy's name is. But
Al-Awlaki.
Yeah, Al-Awlaki. People consider him America's citizen. I don't understand why, because his parents came from Yemen before he was born, right? He was born in the U.S. until he was 7 years old.
All right.
He went back to Yemen until it was time to go to college. So he comes back to the U.S., finishes college, goes back to Yemen. So does that mean anyone could come here, be born, stay here a few years, and go back to another country for, say, what, 20, 30, 40 years, and still consider themselves an American citizen?
Yes, it does. That's what the Constitution says.
But if you look on your passport,
Really care what the unelected bureaucrats that run the government have to say. It seems to me that the Constitution is the highest law in the land, so therefore if the Constitution says that you're born here, you're a citizen, the Constitution is right. Wouldn't you agree?
To a point that...
Until you decide somebody's not an American citizen.
Guys, let's look at what the Obama administration did to Bradley Manning, who was a military member and was alleged to be the person who... leaked the WikiLeaks. Yeah, right. He was a whistleblower in the military. I mean, Obama made a public statement and said, he's guilty. Hillary Clinton did something like the same thing. Before Bradley Manning had ever had a trial, you know, he's been held in Quantico, the military prison, for a long time in deplorable conditions. And he's an American citizen, too. So what do you do with that?
Patrick, I will give you a chance to respond here. 855-450-3733. You can call in. Are assassinations what we should be doing? Is it only Americans that should not be assassinated? What do you think? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret to credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Why
don't want it? On 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's live Saturday night edition with Mark
and Stephanie.
What if you found out that all the best liberty activists in the world were moving to one place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. I'm a mover for the Free State Project. Stephanie?
I am too. Moved in 2006.
FreeStateProject.org. You can be a part of it. Let's go back to Patrick in Missouri, I believe. Patrick?
Yeah. All right. Sorry about that. But back to the citizenship thing. And maybe, you know, I've been thinking, maybe we did go by it a wrong way, of course. I mean, I look at both sides of the views.
Thank you. All right, great.
We would have tried maybe capture him a couple times, warned him to give up, you know what I mean? And if we had to exhaust all our resources to capture him, then maybe go ahead and blast him if we had a chance.
Well, Patrick, I hear you saying if we had to do something like this, and I mean, we is typically like you and me weren't involved in this at all. It was the government people. So I think it's kind of misleading to say we...
Part of this, Patrick, is that to some extent this indicates the support of the United States foreign policy. And I understand that tragedies occurred on 9/11, and I hear that Al-Qaeda was involved in that, and I get that people are concerned with that. I really do. But it seems to me that there have been 7 decades of intervention in the Middle East by the United States. A lot of intervention, like deposing leaders and setting up puppet states and, supplying arms to one side or the other, putting troops on the ground, supporting kings and dictators, like dictators in Yemen, things like that. And it doesn't surprise me that some people in the Middle East would like to have sort of self-actualization and have their own rule, and that they feel that the United States government, in the support of dictators and kings, makes it extraordinarily difficult for them to see, say, their own revolutions, like the revolution the United States had against a king, and that this is really contrary to what the nation was founded on and really should be about. So as far as I'm concerned, We should leave those people alone.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, the United States military, its government, always been warmongers. I mean, if you look back in the past, we're always in the middle of everything.
Well, war is the health of the state, right, as Randolph Bourne said.
Yeah, the government really didn't start this until they wanted to be an empire, and that was about the very, very end of the 1800s.
Right, right. You're correct. And, you know, I don't know if you consider this Al-Zari making an act of war against the United States. Some people could say that. Some people don't.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree that it's an act of war. I just wonder, you know, like, to me, it's the Hatfields and the McCoys. Who started it? Nobody knows. But they do know that both sides were aggressive, going back and forth and back and forth. And frankly, what it seems like to me is the United States government has business on United States soil, if it has business anywhere, and it frankly doesn't have any business on other people's soil.
Right. I mean, Iraq, we can look right there. Been there way too long. Come on, let the people to do what they want to do. You know, we've wasted our time there. And it seems like we might as well just take over Iraq. Might as well take over Afghanistan. You know, I mean,
You know what that would cost us? And you see, this is the problem with the kind of government we have. We'll never be an empire because we offer too many things to people. So, I mean, suddenly if we take over, then they've got to have unemployment insurance, they've got to have welfare, they've got to have this and that and the other, and that kind of thing. It's much cheaper just to keep them as a client state, which is really what the United States has been doing all along with all of these governments.
I mean, you can't deny the fact that the U.S. being in all these Middle Eastern countries, and they're in a lot more than people think. You know, a lot of people don't know about
1,000 military bases in more than 130 nations.
Libya, Yemen, yeah, all those. But you can't deny that the U.S. has caused irreparable damage, you know, changed the course of history in these countries, you know, where there were a lot of people who had nothing to do with what their governments were doing and were not involved in politics at all, just innocent people living their lives. And the U.S. has changed things forever.
Right. We should be more of a peaceful, loving country because there's other countries that need help. I mean, if you look at Africa, a lot of starving countries. Why don't we take our resources out of trying to kill people and help people instead? You know,
I think that can be better done by voluntary means, like private charities.
Exactly.
In fact, Mark, I know you're involved, and actually, I just signed up too with the Kiva Loans, like making microloans to small businesses around the world.
Patrick, thanks for the call.
There are lots of other aid organizations, you know, that give food to people around the world and try to get housing and help them start businesses and learn skills and all kinds of stuff like that. So I think that third world development and that charity around the world is really best accomplished through private means. And we saw with the Bush administration and many other, and Clinton and many other presidents before that, they had tried to give foreign aid that was kind of meant to help Africa become more developed and help the HIV problem and so forth.
But the dictators just take it.
It didn't work, yeah. The dictators take it for themselves, exactly. Even when they drop food on those countries, you know, it usually goes to the governments and they hoard it for themselves.
That's the reason that I, donate to these, NGOs is because I don't feel the government properly represents me.
Yeah.
I feel that I'm unrepresented and I want to better represent myself. So.
Well, and is it really charity if it's forced?
Let's go to Yael in Philly. Yael?
Yes, good evening now.
What's up?
Yes, hello?
Hello, what's on your mind?
Well, let's see. I'd like to give you a libertarian cocktail for the evening. It seems as if the questions have been softballs so far. So I'm going to go from Anwar al-Awlaki, the rule of law, free society, drug war, immigration, and prisoners, and they're all related.
Okay.
So let's begin
with
Anwar al-Awlaki. No, it's all right now. The Anwar al-Awlaki, just have to look. He was not tried in a judicial court. It was assassination. Therefore, due process, which we're supposed to give to every citizen, was not included. But I think my bigger point that I want to get to is the due process and the court system, the judicial system, and how basically it's clogged with immigration. It's clogged with nonviolent drug offenders.
Yep.
And we've turned to where it's a private industry. So I guess my question is, looking at a free society.
I don't know if it's a private industry, but it is an industry, certainly.
Let's say Gary Johnson did privatize the prison industry in New Mexico.
There are private prisons all over the United States, but okay, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, of course. My whole point is just that these prisoners also have contracts with certain companies, and they make furniture, they make license plates, and they get about 20 cents a day. And these companies get to profit off of that cheap labor. So it's as if there's this underground society that's totally removed. And what's the role of that in a free society? That's sort of the thing I'm throwing out there for you guys.
So the role of what? In a free society, what are the roles of prisons?
The private prison system and sort of balancing that versus the public system.
Well, I spent 9 years in prison. I'm a bit of an expert on this. And I think that really the way to make a private prison just is to give inmates and prisons the opportunity to work together in order to be housed where you want to be housed. So let me give you an example here. So let's say that there are, you know, five private prisons in a given geographic area, and you know, the prisoners, you know, they are in gradations from really great to really awful, and the prisoners would have the option to move from a, you know, whichever prison they happen to be in order to be able to move to the better ones. Obviously, the better ones only going to have so many beds, so it is going to choose the inmates that are the best as far as it's concerned, and the inmates that are the very worst are going to end up at the worst prisons. Does that make some sense?
Oh, it well does, but I mean, it certainly does not reflect the prison system that we have today.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's nothing about today that reflects the free market.
I would like to take a stab at answering this question, and first of all, I think that if we did have a truly free society, we would move away from this paradigm of punishment as justice, and instead move toward more toward a paradigm of restitution, and there would be so much fewer incarcerated than there are today, because so many people who are incarcerated right now are there on violation of probation, driving, drug offenses, that kind of thing, victimless crimes for which there is no victim, and so nobody would need to be restituted. But maybe we can come back to this.
Did you want to hold the Yael over?
Yeah.
Okay. Yael, we're going to hold you over. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, take control of the airwaves. If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and you know how important that is when you're shopping online. Some prices, in fact, are so low, they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Let's go back to Yael in Philly.
All right. What we were talking before about the role of private prisons versus public and all. Really, my whole point is that there are certain industries, rent seekers, they go to the lobby, the state, and the federal legislatures.
Oh, yes.
Go to the Capitol, and they ask for these mandatory minimum sentences. That's the word of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And because of this, they're guaranteed a workforce that is sort of beyond the regulated labor market, so that they get to pay them 10 cents a day or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
As long as that occurs, the incentive for the judicial system and, you know, those other industries to push for more and more prisoners is so increased and just so present. So if there was a reduction in either the prisoners or the minimum wage, do you believe that the problem would sort of, be eradicated?
Well, I think the root of that problem is government itself, which enables these corporations to be rent seekers, as you mentioned. And I would, you know, some people call this crony capitalism or just government getting in bed with these businesses that have political connections. And the government
mandatory minimum sentences were going on before private prisons really became very popular at all. And I would contend that, in fact, the regular prisons are incentivized because they get federal dollars and, of course, they get state dollars. The taxpayer is burdened with, having to incarcerate all these people because the judges said so. Without the private prisons, I still think you have a prison industrial complex.
Oh, no, I believe that. It's not about dividing between the public and the private. It's more about looking at the entire scope of the whole thing. It's sort of this philosophical way of looking at it, that we're going to imprison these people so we can legally pay them a lot less. If you do away with the whole law of having to pay people a minimum wage anyway, it seems as if there would be less of an incentive to have prisons, to have these people in jail.
Well, don't forget the other aspect of it, that is that that the bureaucrats themselves have an incentive to incarcerate people because there's all kinds of money involved in that, even if there wasn't cheap labor involved.
The states get money from the feds, you know, everything. And, of course, you cannot opt out of the system. You cannot choose which jail you would like to hire or you would like to fund. And in a truly free market paradigm, we would see a lot more transparency and accountability and choice as far as people doing crimes and harm to each other. We would see different styles of arbitration and mediation and, as I said, move away from this paradigm of punishment in favor of more restitutive justice.
Yael, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Zach in Kentucky. Zach?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind? You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I was just calling. I was wanting to say that, you know, in America, police officers take down people on rampages that are, you know, shooting and killing people, and they get, you know, those people don't get a trial, they get killed, you know, school shooters and all those terrible things, you know.
Sure.
And we've been looking for this guy for 10 years, and I mean, this is the kind of guy that he's a mastermind. He masterminds terror attacks, indoctrinates children.
So we're told.
We're told. You're right, but I
tend to believe it.
Yeah, me too. But some of the email stuff that was released from Nadal Hassan and him talking seemed to make me think that as well.
Sure.
I think that's a kind of and also the CIA. Now, the CIA would want to capture him. They've been looking for him for 10 years. He's a wealth of
the knowledge. The CIA had the opportunity to have Osama bin Laden in one of their prisons and do whatever they wanted to do with him, and they chose instead to put a bullet in his head.
I don't agree with what we did with Osama bin Laden.
Right.
I'm talking about.
Well, we didn't do anything.
Right. Well, but your contention was that the CIA would prefer to have had Anwar al-Awlaki rather than killing him, and I would say that the incident with Osama bin Laden proves that what you're saying is not true.
Okay, so a guy hiding in Pakistan for at least 6-7 years, Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
Do you think he had the same information that al-Awlaki, who is an active on the front lines guy involved in?
I don't know where the front lines are. I mean, the front lines are in Afghanistan.
I'm just saying this guy is definitely much more involved in the day-to-day act.
I don't know that that is a true statement, and
phone even. I mean, some
you know, the you know,
computer.
Guys, let me just jump in here. I mean, there's always a new target. There's always a new person that the government says is the biggest terror threat out there, right? And they use it to kind of scare people and keep them in a perpetual state of fear. And I think it's time to kind of strike at the root and get to the bottom of why there are so many people in the Middle East who are upset at the U.S. government and what they're doing. And I think that if you examine that question, it goes back to the U.S.'s foreign policy for many, many decades.
And really all I was going to say was, you know, that sometimes we have to even take out American citizens on our soil for going crazy and, like I said, shooting up a grocery store.
I get it, but
Wait. What do you mean by we? Do you mean the government? I mean,
I think our police forces. Our government per se. I guess.
Well, I don't think this is comparable, though. I mean, you know, a guy who there was collateral damage in this. Somebody was killed that wasn't necessarily one of them terrorist folks. Also, you have a situation where the guy wasn't holding a little baby with a gun to its head. He was just doing whatever he's doing, and terror came from the sky and killed him. And that's not the same thing.
What if he was riding with somebody who was, to take a backpack to strap on a kid to blow up a store the next day? I mean,
I think that the argument can be made. I think you can make the argument if somebody is in the commission of a crime that killing them, if that is the only option. Then that is what one can do. But that's not the claim. It's not even the remote claim of the United States government.
No, I mean, I know it's not. I'm just saying that by them, I just don't know. I don't know. I guess my opinion was that he didn't necessarily deserve a trial.
He deserves a trial in the same way that you deserve a trial.
Everybody deserves a trial.
If we had a chance to take him out, I think that was probably the best thing to do.
Do you think you deserve a trial if you were accused of something?
I sure do, yeah.
Okay, then so does he.
Yeah, exactly.
I think
these standards have to apply to everyone.
If they don't apply to everybody, then they don't apply.
You know, him leaving, you know, right after 9/11 or right before, I can't remember, from Virginia, I believe, right? He goes you know, over to the Middle East. And I mean, really, like one of your previous callers was saying, I mean, he's lived in the Middle East more than he's lived in America. And I mean, yeah, he is technically an American citizen, but he's also fighting for the other side, you know, of our government.
It's not our government. If we're taking sides here, I don't want to take the side of the government that shot down a passenger plane, an Iranian passenger plane in 1989 and killed 300 innocent people. Do you?
Huh? Well, you know, no, of course not.
Where is your video on YouTube apologizing for this particular action? I mean, so many Americans will say, well, these Muslims, they don't apologize for this stuff. But in fact, you know, Americans have no idea what their government is doing in their name.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, like somebody asked me earlier if I agree with how President Obama is handling this war. And I said, no, not at all. You know, and most liberals are like, oh yeah, he's taking out people. You know, he's not some softy like you say us liberals are. And I, as somebody who voted for him, you know, I hate how he's handling the war because he promised me that this war would be over. And the truth of the matter is, that's my
fault. No, he didn't. He actually said that that Iraq was the bad war and Afghanistan was the good war. Everybody who voted for him, who thought that, who had these little peace signs on their bumper stickers, is I'm frankly not paying attention.
That's not peace. I mean, obviously, he also didn't keep his promises. And as Jeremy is saying,
transparency.
I totally agree. I totally agree because the thing is like, you know, the reason I say it's my fault is because a guy with so little federal government experience, like to even know.
It's not your fault, Zachary.
No, I mean, you had
the choice between two colostomy bags, okay? I mean, you know, pick your favorite colostomy bag was essentially what the American people were told on Election Day 2008, and that doesn't make it your fault. It's sad that this is what essentially this system brings. I mean,
what could you have possibly done, you know, to get out of it? I mean, there's nothing you can do to influence the federal government such a big scale. It's not your fault. Don't beat yourself up.
I didn't mean to argue. I just want to.
No, we appreciate it. We appreciate dissenting opinions.
It wasn't even that dissenting. I mostly agree with what he said. Zach, I appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.